Enough talk, it's time for action. That was the clear message climate activist Greta Thunberg and thousands of other student protesters had for world leaders. They're all gathering in Milan for what the United Nations calls its pre-COP26 summit, held ahead of the main climate conference in Scotland in November.
Ministers from all over the world have gathered here to discuss the climate crisis, and they are pretending that they have solutions to the climate crisis and that they are taking sufficient action. But we see through their lies, and we see through their blah, 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 and we are tired of it.
Revolution! Revolution!
Students in their thousands demonstrating as part of the Fridays for Future global protest movement that Thunberg helped launch. This Friday, with the pre-COP meetings taking place in the city, the crowd was larger than usual.
Thousands of students skipped school on Friday in Milan to fill the streets and show their anger, frustration, and impatience. They want a solution to the climate problem, and they want it now.
We want the government to listen to us, and we want them to know that we are here, and we won't go away until they listen. We want the climate to change now, because our future doesn't wait for us.
It's really important for us, because alone we can't do anything, basically, but we're all together today. And we can do everything if we really want to. And so we came here standing for the things that we really care for.
It's important to give pressure to the authorities, to let the message be heard.
Use this one and then.
This happened a day after a Youth for Climate conference in Milan, where hundreds of young activists from around the world proposed strategies to tackle the climate crisis. Coming out of the conference, many delegates expressed cautious optimism that leaders would follow through on promises to act swiftly and boldly. The mood, though, on the street is different. Many young activists say trust between them and world leaders is broken, and it likely won't be rebuilt until a major climate solution plan is put in place, and soon. Adam Rini, Al Jazeera, Milan.